One in five Australians live with a mental health condition. That's more than 4 million people. But despite it being one of the most common health issues impacting our community, we still find it difficult to talk about. I'm one of those one in five people, and I think it's time we change society's perception of mental illness and how we view those who live with it. Because guess what? We're people like you.
This podcast is brought to you by Sane Stigma Watch in partnership with Mindframe, an Every Mind program. The stories shared on this podcast may be tough to hear. They may hit home a little closely, or you might simply empathise strongly with one of our guests' experiences. Take care when listening, and if you need extra support, visit our website, sane.org.
Hi. I'm your host, Cam Solnadell, and I want to share with you a little more about this podcast series we're building with Sane. Welcome to Episode Zero. I begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of country and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. We also recognise that lived experience lives here. Sane respects and champions the individual and collective expertise of people with a lived experience of mental health issues and their families and communities, and people impacted by suicide. We recognise their vital contribution at all levels and value the courage of those who share this unique perspective for the purpose of learning and growing together to achieve better outcomes for all. So what is this podcast all about? And when you're spoiled for choice, why choose ours? Whether you are living with a mental health issue, caring for someone, want to learn, or simply interested in hearing inspirational stories of hope and recovery, this podcast is for you. In a series of one-to-one interviews, I'll be talking with people who have a range of different experiences and perspectives when it comes to complex mental health. We'll hear how they navigate life's ups and downs, living, loving, and making the most of the opportunities that come their way, just like all of us do. I will be bringing you eye-opening and sometimes challenging conversations as our guests welcome us into their world. Most importantly, I'll be asking them what we can all do to shift stigmatizing attitudes and unhelpful behaviors so we can get to a place of true acceptance in our society. Before we begin, let me introduce myself. I'm a patron with Sane, and I've lived with the diagnosis of schizophrenia for over 20 years. Today, I'm a stay-at-home dad. When I'm not taking care of my family, I'm pursuing my continuing interest in photography and writing, and I've just started relearning game design. I won't lie, my recovery is still ongoing. It is rare to have a moment's peace inside my head, but when I'm at calm with the day, I have the same worries as any father trying to raise his child. Some days, I find this world completely overwhelming. But I also share those moments where a small act of kindness can bring a leapt heart and tears of absolute joy when I see the wonders we're capable of as a species. Just like you. A diagnosis, and even the word schizophrenia, still has a lot of challenges to work through. But I've noticed the stigma has recently fallen into mainly two categories: the inadvertent and the weaponized. While most people just haven't thought that much further than the word and the general fear surrounding it, it is the online abuse that, for me, today, is the easiest to dismiss. It is rare to find open and in-person abuse coming from the fear of a complex mental health issue, and that is what strengthens my dismissal of the online trolling. For me, online trolling is nothing more than an attempt to shock for attention. These people don't really believe what they're saying. It's just trying to start a fight and then step back and watch. And as a result, they can be dismissed as easily as their words disappear into a scrolled social feed. Have things changed for the better with complex mental health? Yes and no. But in the last 20 years, a pivotal moment for me is that we can now say and act on the word yes. What I'm hoping to change is your relationship with either your diagnosis, someone you know, or someone like you. So much research has shown the knowledge and the strength of the lived experience is paramount in building and shaping changes in our systems. And to be blunt, we are just as smart and capable enough to be part of everyday life, just like you. But enough about me. I can't wait to explore what still needs to change with our incredible guests, in our system and in ourselves. We're going to get honest and we're going to get challenging. It will be a ride that is both heartbreaking and uplifting. I look forward to experiencing it together. Bye for now.
Don't miss new episodes as they drop over the coming weeks. Subscribe to the Where People Like You pod on all the usual channels. Share episodes you find interesting with your family, friends, and colleagues on social media, tagging Sane. Where People Like You.